It has all the ingredients of a great night for any youngster. Plenty of face painting. Games and prizes. Autographs from an NFL player. And it all takes place on the Vikings practice field.
It's a great event to promote adoption and to have all these families out here and a lot of the families that have adopted, and just to raise awareness about how special and a unique opportunity it is to give a child a home, and regardless of race or age or sex or whatever it is, everybody deserves a chance in life to be a part of a family.
More than 500 people came out to this wonderful event, with families from the Children's Home Society and African American Adoption Agency having the opportunity to run around the field, play games, and collect some autographs.
The Minnesota Vikings have been wonderful contributors to adoption, and all these kids here have also, you know, really been looking forward to being with the family and sharing their experience with the Vikings as well. So it's a benefit for everyone involved. And we're just so grateful and thankful that they've been able to do this.
The 14th annual Fun Fest brings together families with adopted children to have an evening to play on the Vikings field and hang out with other kids and families in similar situations. It is the work of Vikings Vice President of Football Operations Rob Brzezinski and General Manager Rick Spielman, who share their passion and firsthand experience for this cause.
It's nice about celebrating, you know, adoption, just coming out and having fun, enjoying the Vikings platform, and just having a good time. I think the message probably is we think adoption's for everybody, whether or not you have biological children or you don't. You know, if you have room in your family, room in your heart, and you think you could open up your home to another child, adoption is a blessing, and it's changed our lives.
You know, we went through the adoption process. We adopted six children. We went through the foster care system. All our kids are African American. But there are so many kids out there in need of a home, and anything you can do in putting on events like this just to make the awareness that maybe it does open up someone's eyes to adoption and eventually maybe leading to have a kid get out of the foster care system and be a part of a family.
It isn't very often the Vikings practice field has turned into one giant playground. But this was a special night, an evening for families in similar situations to bond together that led to plenty of smiles and tired youngsters when the night wrapped up. Having the ability to raise funds and help bring awareness to the adoption process made the night all that much better.
To watch the kids running around and throwing footballs and interacting with the players is just a wonderful sight. And watching them interact, regardless of what their age is, what their color is, what their disability is, they're having fun, they're being kids, and they're a part of the family.
Too much that's been given, you know, much is expected. And these kids have had their own troubles, and it's a great thing to be able to find a family that they deserve. And the Children's Adoption Agency is an important organization that we feel, you know, needs as much help as any. And that's why the Sheriff's Youth Project has raised so much money and now giving it back to the Child's Adoption Agency. So that's the main reason. It's for the kids. It always is. And it's great to be able to do that.